Ezekiel, chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the 4th month, in the 5th day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river Chebar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. In the 5th day of the month, which was the 5th year of King Jehoiakim's captivity. The word of Yahweh came expressly to Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Chebar, and the hand of Yahweh was there on him. And I looked and saw that a stormy wind came out of the north, a great cloud, with a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness round about it, and out of the midst of it as it were glowing metal, out of the midst of the fire. And out of the midst of it came the likeness of four living creatures. And this was their appearance, they had the likeness of man. And every one had four faces, and every one of them had four wings. And their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot, and they sparkled like burnished bronze. And they had the hands of man under their wings on their four sides, and the four of them had their faces and their wings thus. Their wings were joined one to another, they did not turn when they went every one straight forward. As for the likeness of their faces, they had the face of man, and the four of them had the face of a lion on the right side, and the four of them had the face of an ox on the left side, the four of them had also the face of an eagle. And their faces and their wings were separate above, two wings of every one were joined one to another, and two covered their bodies. And they went every one straight forward, where the spirit was to go, they went, they did not turn when they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, like the appearance of torches, the fire went up and down among the living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. And the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. And I looked at the living creatures, and saw one wheel on the earth beside the living creatures, for each of their four faces. The appearance of the wheels and their work was like a barrel, and the four of them had one likeness, and their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel inside a wheel. When they went in their four directions, they did not turn when they went. As for their rims, they were high and dreadful, and the four of them had their rims full of eyes round about. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went beside them, and when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Wherever the spirit was to go, they went, there was the spirit to go, and the wheels were lifted up beside them, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. When those went, these went, and when those stood, these stood, and when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up beside them, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. And over the head of the living creature there was the likeness of a firmament, like the awesome crystal to look at, stretched forth over their heads above. And under the firmament their wings were straight, the one toward the other, every one had two which covered on this side, and every one had two which covered on that side, their bodies. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings like the noise of great waters, like the voice of the Almighty, a noise of tumult like the noise of a host, when they stood, they let down their wings. And there was a voice above the firmament that was over their heads, when they stood, they let down their wings. And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone, and on the likeness of the throne was a likeness as the appearance of man on it above. And I saw as it were glowing metal, as the appearance of fire inside it round about, from the appearance of his loins and upward, and from the appearance of his loins and downward I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and there was brightness round about him. As the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of Yahweh. And when I saw it, I fell on my face, and I heard a voice of one who spoke.